The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Shakespeare's Sleeping Beauty and Willy Wonka. This episode's got everything. I've got 10 totally random questions for you on today's confidence round. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? What it be? What it be? Just like that song from Willy Wonka. We might have a question about Willy Wonka later. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I am your host, Ryan Buds, and I'm so excited you are here to listen to the questions I'm about to ask you today. I'm recording this in my backyard watching multiple lizards walk around the perimeter of the yard on very high walls. Let's count the bricks. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're about 8 bricks high, these walls, maybe 9, 10 in some areas. And the lizards are frequent. Climbers and stuntmen, really. Stunt lizards. They're climbing, they're flipping, they're diving off this thing. I see them all the time, and I can't tell if it's 100 different lizards or like 2 different ones that always show up in different spots. The outside of the house was painted before we moved in, and there's white paint in different areas, and one of the lizards we see out front is just white, and I'm like, but he's like blotchy white, and I'm like, I don't think that's a real white lizard. I think he was sprayed with paint, and he is just, pissed off now because the painters were like, whatever, watch out, lizards, we're doing this thing. And that one got caught up in the mix. But hey, that's what happens when you're a lizard. I always ask my daughter Annabelle, I go, what's that lizard's name? She goes, Leo, every single time. She's never changed the name of any lizard she's ever seen. It's always Leo. They're all Leo. Let's move on, Dad. That's how she kind of reacts to that. My son Tommy is a big talker these days. He can have like full conversations in gibberish, but he's starting to say words like he's like bubbles, and he'll just hand you bubbles, and you're like, whoa, you can say that word now? Or he'll just be like, thanks, or hello, like on the phone. He'll hold a phone up and go, hello. So I feel like that kid will have his own podcast in about 10 days. Like he'll just be talking like crazy, and it's nuts. He's a little over one, almost 1.5, and he's talking a lot quicker than Annabelle did. And now Annabelle never stops talking. So I'm going to have 2 talkative kids just like their paw, which is kind of cool. I always think of how cool it would be to have my kids, if they ever want to host trivia or start a podcast. It's like, that's what I could help them with. If they want to be like softball stars, I'm going to really have to look up a bunch of shit on YouTube. But hey, I'll do it because I'm their dad. It'll be fun. I know I'm going to end up coaching some sport that I know nothing about. I hope they want to be sports entertainers, so at least I can show them how to take a bump and clothesline somebody properly without making their nose bloody. And I should teach my brother Scott how to do that because he was constantly throwing me around as a kid and almost breaking the bones in my frail, frail little body. But hey, those are the ropes. Someone's got to show them to you. And I got 10 questions to show you guys today. So today's episode is carrying on with Confidence Round Week. There's 10 totally random questions. You're going to write down your answers. And then if you're playing along at home, rank them 10 to 1. 10's the highest, 1's the lowest. Use each number one time, and you can score 55 points if you want to check your answers. We're going to jump into those 10 questions right now. Here we go. Here we are with today's 10 questions from a confidence round that I did, it looks like, last February. So let's see if you can get all these questions correct. Number 1, Odessa, Texas has a replica of what famous Shakespearean theater of England? Number 1, Odessa, Texas has a replica of what famous Shakespearean theater of England? Question number 2, what 4 colors are pawns in the game Sorry? Number 2, what 4 colors are the pawns in the game Sorry? Number 2. Moving on to question number 3, what popular home magazine started in 1922 under the name Fruit, Garden, and Home? Number 3, Fruit, Garden, and Home started in 1922 and then became a different magazine. What is that modern title of that magazine? Question number four, what Mormon family group started out singing at Disneyland? Number four, what Mormon family group started singing at Disneyland? Question five, halfway through this 10-question quiz on today's confidence round, right in the middle of the week, happy hump day. Who starred in Young Frankenstein and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Number five, who starred in Young Frankenstein and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Question number six, what Canadian singer had a song called Starboy in 2016? Number six, what Canadian singer had a song called Starboy back in 2016? Question number seven, what year did Disney's Sleeping Beauty come out? Was that 1939, 1949, or 1959? What year did Disney's Sleeping Beauty come out? Was it 1939, 49, or 59? Question number eight, what 2003 first-person shooter was developed by Infinity Ward and published by Activision? Number eight, what 2003 first-person shooter was developed by Infinity Ward and published by Activision? Number nine, noted food blogger and cookbook author Ree Drummond is known by what Food Network name? Number nine, noted food blogger and cookbook author Ree Drummond, R-E-E Drummond, is known by what Food Network name? And question number 10, what number film is Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Number 10, what number film is Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? All right, what a perfect tie-in for this Friday's raffle of Wakanda Forever cereal from the movie Black Panther. I got you a nice cereal box from FYE, my local FYE pop culture collectible store, and I'm going to mail it to one lucky winner on our raffle this Friday. So if you want to be in the running, just donate a dollar or more on the monthly over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Everybody who's a patron will be eligible for this box of awesome Wakanda Marvel Black Panther cereal. And we'll be right back with the answers to the Black Panther numbered question in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and those other nine questions in just a second. Here we are with the answers to the confidence round from today. Question number one, Odessa, Texas has a replica of what famous Shakespearean theater of England? They spelled theater R-E, so you know it's real fancy. The answer is the Globe Theater. Number one, they have a replica in Odessa, Texas. Of all places, I feel like it's weird that it's in Texas. I feel like it should be like, I don't know, somewhere that's not Texas. Number two, what four colors are the pawns in the game? Sorry, blue, yellow, green, and red. Blue, yellow, green, and red. We don't own this game, but my daughter and I will play it with a lot of missing pieces at some of the breweries when I take her around with me to help set stuff up. So I'll have to buy that game for her because it's a simple game once you get it down. Trouble, also a fun game with the pop-o-matic thing in the middle. I should get her that instead. Number two, blue, yellow, green, and red. Number three, what popular home magazine started in 1922 under the name Fruit, Garden, and Home? That was Better Homes and Gardens. That's what we call it now. That's what's in my mom's bathroom if I go visit her in Chicagoland. Number three, Better Homes and Gardens. Number four, what Mormon family group started out singing at Disneyland? Number four, that was the Osmonds. Donnie, Marie, the whole gang, the Osmonds. Number five, who starred in Young Frankenstein and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? That, of course, was the late, great Gene Wilder. Fantastic actor Gene Wilder. Number six, what Canadian singer had a song called Starboy back in 2016? This was The Weeknd. He does not use the second, no, the third E in the word weekend. He just does W-E-E-K-N-D. Got to drop that other E. I wonder who makes those decisions and is like, yeah, you can't use the third E. That's how people will remember you. I guess I remember it, but come on. Number seven, what year did Disney's Sleeping Beauty come out? Was it 39, 49, or 59? 39 is awfully close to, I think, 37, which was the first princess ever, Snow White, so it's not 39. 49 is just 10 years later, also not the correct answer. The answer was 1959. Number seven, Sleeping Beauty, 59. Number eight, what 2003 first-person shooter was developed by Infinity Ward and published by Activision? This has led to, I don't know, 100 more games? Call of Duty. Number eight, Call of Duty was the game. Number nine, noted food blogger Ree Drummond is known on Food Network as the Pioneer Woman. I have not seen this show, but I feel like I'd like it if I sat down and watched it. I bet my mom, when she's not flipping through Better Homes and Gardens, is watching The Pioneer Woman. And number 10, what number film is Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Remember, you can win a box of Wakanda cereal by being in a raffle that's going on this Friday morning. Hop in for just a buck over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. The answer is 18. Black Panther is the 18th movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And let's see, since then we had... I think an Ant-Man sequel. Was that after Black Panther? I think so. And Captain Marvel and another Avengers movie. So that's three more. So up to 21. And then the new Avengers is almost out already. So that's going to be 22. Did I miss any? I think that's it. But I think they're up to 22 now. Black Panther was 18. All right, that was your quiz for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to see your scorecard or how many you got out of 55 points or out of 10 questions. You can let me know in a tweet at Ryan Buds over on Twitter. You can follow me for fun pictures and videos over on Instagram at Ryan Buds as well. And I would love to have you on the show at some point. Maybe you love podcasts and it's been your dream to be on a podcast. I can make it happen. We can do a Skype call. We can do an in-person thing. You can write questions and submit them for the show. You can record yourself asking questions to the listeners, and I'll post that as an episode of some sort. Anything you want to do, it's very flexible. It's very loosey-goosey around here. I'm recording this in my backyard drinking some Starbucks. So, you know, I don't have a booth or anything, but it still sounds pretty good, right? You can hear my voice. You could play along, and that's all that matters. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Bye-bye.